of Dartmouth Community Chess, which is another of these organisations, Graham, that existed before the crisis. How long have you been going and what did you do before?
Oh, we've been going for about 10 or 11 years now, and we did a very similar thing, supporting the community, supporting the most vulnerable in the community, holding a weekly hub where people could come and have a hot meal and a chat and link up with various organisations that might be able to help them, whether it be with housing or benefits, things like that.
Okay, so along the lines of presumably what you've been doing now, but things must have changed a little bit.
Oh, yes, they certainly did, yeah. The good thing was that we were able to hit the ground running because of what we were already doing. But where we've gone from 30 to maybe 40 meals once a week to at our peak of over 200 a day.
Wow.
During March and April.
That's an achievement to get that geared up.
All done by volunteers. Absolutely amazing. The people that have been doing this work have been incredible.
Brilliant.
It's been really good, really good.
And has it been the meals that has been the most sort of pressing thing?
Well, it's not just the meals. There's also people that have been self-isolating and the elderly that are not allowed to leave their homes that have needed prescriptions. And shopping, you know, specific dietary needs, various things like that. And like I say, we peaked at about 200 plus meals. We're down to about 120 meals a day now.
Still a lot.
It's still a lot, yeah, and about 60 to 70 food parcels. But what we're finding now is that people need support with their mental well-being as well. That's something that's really sort of coming to the fore now.
In what way?
Well, the
what are people saying?
At the beginning, I think people thought it was, you know, it was a bit of a novelty, and they were finding ways of amusing themselves and their children and getting things done in the house and the garden. But as time's worn on, people are starting to feel caged, you know, and finding it difficult to fill their days, and you know, there's a lot of poverty related mental stress as well, which is a real thing in the community, you know.
Absolutely. And worrying, looking ahead economically, how that is going to pan out. And I think and I've noticed this in myself as well as in colleagues, it's also the uncertainty of going ahead. That has been very difficult, and like you said, wasn't really there at the beginning, but has kicked in. So it's great that you're able to help with that as well.
Yeah, poor mental health is preventable if people can get the access to the right help when they need it. And unfortunately, there's not enough in our area. You know, it's not very accessible. We have some groups that do sterling work. There's one called Dartmouth Cool Group, which meets at St Clement's Church for a couple of hours every Thursday. They do an amazing job. They've been looking after each other and their local community and supporting each other. There's community-led social prescribing, trying to keep those connections going.
Brilliant.
Which are very important, which is what we do at the Hub, you see. Peer support is so important. To help people and to support their mental health, and you know, stop us all going bananas.
Absolutely. To get on a theme from what we seem to be talking about this afternoon. Graham, thank you so much. Sadly, I can't talk to you for longer. I must move on, but quickly, how to contact you if people do need you?
Okay, you can contact Dartmouth Community Chess on our Facebook page, and you can get access to all our various groups and help that we can help people with. You can also get it through Dartmouth Town Council, which has been amazing in supporting us with everything as well.
Okay.
On their website, there is a group of numbers for various different organisations that can help with different things.
Brilliant. Thank you, Graham. That's Graham Webb, Town Mayor and Chair of Dartmouth Community Chess. Brilliant. Right, on the subject of shopping.